The Suns and the T-Wolves are in the first half up in Minnesota, tied at 32. Obviously, this has implications for BYU.
Never thought we'd have Minnesota T-Wolves versus Phoenix Suns updates on Cougar Sports Saturday.
I keep going back and forth, Mitch, on, like, does Kevin need to be here quick, or does it matter much? And I see both sides of it. Part of me's thinks it's not that big of a deal because when he's not at this game and he's not at practice, he's just going to be doing Zoom calls and texts, and you need to be here to do that. Because I just don't think that players, I don't know, you don't need a campus visit to sway a player. You really don't. You don't need an in-person interview to hire a candidate either. That can be done over Zoom, over Teams, whatever it is. But at the same time, I do think there is also the value of in-person. So where do you land on that? I can't decide if it matters, if Phoenix advances or not.
If this was right after the season ended against Duquesne, I'd say, you know, tail end of March, I would have said I'd rather have him here because that's a lot of time to get assurances. But it feels like you kind of know who's on board and who's not.
Yep.
Already.
Right.
And I just feel like with where the roster's at now, and he noted this, that recruiting is becoming more like the NBA in college basketball. And I agree. To your point, it's no longer about, you know, waiting, you know, as when they're in ninth grade and recruiting day after day after day and hoping that they sign with you in the senior year. That's not the case anymore. Now it's 2-week recruitments. And that can be done a lot virtually and Zoom. And if you're Kevin Young, where you're getting, you know, new into this game, and he's got a brother that's got deep connections in the recruiting game, so he's got a great resource to turn to. But you're probably the guys that are gonna give you an attention at this stage. They probably know you and maybe have some sort of knowledge of you, and they're willing to give you a chance, whether it's virtually or in person.
Yep.
So I'm okay with him coaching, and I liked his angle of saying, hey, let's leverage the Suns' potential run into expanding the BYU story. And I know that for myself on my job, you bet when the Suns are getting some wins or they make some noteworthy plays or Devin Booker has some big moment, I'm probably going to write about it because – it links back to BYU basketball and Kevin Young and this program. So I'm actually okay with him being the coach right now and juggling both. I'm not bent out of shape of him not just being 24/7 on the ground in Provo right now.
I'm not either. And I think maybe the longer this goes, too, it continues to be a story where Kevin's having such a big impact. Because, look, a lot of Suns, we already heard from Devin Booker. Here's what the general manager, James Jones, from Phoenix had to say about Kevin Young coming to BYU.
I'm so excited for him. We're so excited for him. But it's bittersweet. We spent a lot of time together. He's been instrumental in what we've built here in Phoenix. But it's an opportunity for him to show the world how great of a coach he is. And they're extremely fortunate to have him. I know we have been. But it's bittersweet. But we have unfinished business. And we'll close it out the right way and send him home with victories.
That was James Jones, Suns GM. He's former, you know, Miami Heat player back in the day. This was also Suns head coach Frank Vogel on Kevin Young getting the Suns job.
Yeah, we're thrilled that he's going to be with us through the duration. You know, he's going to help us compete for this championship, and he's in the fight. He's committed to that, so we're thrilled about that. And he's done a great job, you know, with me. I think the Suns fans have to appreciate his contributions, obviously beyond this year. You know, with their finals run and, you know, the teams they've had over the last 4 or 5 years that he's been here, he's had a big factor in this franchise's success. And he was great for me. Has been great for me throughout the course of this year. You know, having relationships with some of the players in house, and you know, some of the corporate knowledge of the organization.
Right.
You know, I think all of that stuff is valuable. Whoever you have, it was Miles Simon for me in LA. You know, the one holdover from the previous staff. Those guys are invaluable in the transition. You know, and KY has become a really close friend. I'm super happy for him. They are beyond lucky to have him at BYU, and he's going to do a great job.
Beyond lucky. That's pretty cool. And again, just correction, BYU job. I said Suns job. But, you know, it's cool to hear Frank Vogel, James Jones giving high praise to BYU's new head man.
You know what? I might be connecting dots that don't exist. That commentary from Vogel makes me think he's keeping someone from this staff. Just think about how much praise Vogel just gave Young for being a resource from the previous regime. Got to imagine that will trickle to Kevin. Right?
From BYU staff.
From BYU's.
Yeah.
Like a Nick Robinson. Like
I think that would make a lot of sense.
I think it would.
And I think that Nick Robinson would probably come in and he wouldn't have, well, this is how we did it before. I think he'd come in with a clean slate.
For sure.
And just embrace what Kevin Young's vision is and
well,
just give
Nick
perspective.
Nick had a coaching career before Mark Pope. Right. Whereas Chris Burgess has had a very little coaching career outside of Mark Pope. Right. He started really at Utah Valley. I know he had the year before,
sure.
But really got cut his teeth with Pope at UVU and then BYU. Robinson has done it other ways before.
And Robinson just can give that, this is how this player has responded when faced with adversity. He can give that insight. And I think that's where the value comes with retaining. It might not be so much the recruiting background of Nick Robinson, but just like, this is how this athlete has fared in his mental well-being throughout his time at BYU. And when adversity strikes, this is how he responds, or when success hits him, how he fares. I think that can be instrumental in Kevin Young thinking, okay, that's valuable intel that you otherwise can't obtain in a box.
Or even why are we practicing at this time? Why did we do it this way? Oh,
good
okay,
point.
Well, I don't want to do it that way anymore. Or, okay, let's keep doing it. So let's take a break. News, traffic, and weather coming your way on the other side. If you missed our interview with Jake Toulson, we'll replay that and then wrap up the show after that.